Hi everyone, Haley here. We wanted to wish you all a very happy holiday season. We hope that you had an incredible 2018 and are looking forward to another big year ahead.
We had a wonderful time with you here on the Science of Social Media. More than 50 episodes, 100 reviews, 800,000 downloads later. We're excited to be taking the week off to spend some time with family and friends.
That being said, we thought we'd do something a little new and different and share a Science of Social Media Select episode from our archive. This episode was the most popular episode of 2018 as voted on by you, our listeners. It's episode number 86 from back in March of this year.
We hope you enjoy this SSM Select, and we'll be back next week talking about the most important social media and marketing trends you need to know for 2019. So without further ado, here it is.
All right, let's get started with some content creation hacks. So our number one content hack today is to let social media help you create blog content and vice versa. So Brian, you were talking about this one a lot in your live stream with Asana last week, and that's the fact that social media is a perfect testing ground for content ideas.
Yeah, and I think this is a totally underutilized hack. Essentially, what you're doing is you're running a lot of mini tests on social media to figure out what would make for a great piece of blog content. So for example, you know, at Buffer, we do this a lot with news. We'll post a trending social media news story to our Twitter account. And if it gets a lot of traction, we'll then quickly turn around and turn that into a blog post, which then gets more shares. It honestly works perfectly.
Totally. And this one is a bit more obvious, but you can do the same for blog to social. So if you just head into your Google Analytics account and sort posts by the most traffic, that's a great place to start for fresh social content. And also, don't forget to use tools like Twitter lists and Facebook pages to watch to see what's working for others in your industry.
Our number two content hack is to curate content. Curating top content from around the web is a great strategy to increase your social media reach. For example, we grew our Facebook page reach tremendously over the last month and even years with high quality content from third party sources. And even with the new Facebook algorithm changes, we're continuing to see a really healthy organic reach rate on our posts.
When I'm curating content to share, I usually open up Feedly, scan through the latest posts from the sites I'm following, and read only those that stand out. And if you're strapped for time, you can also quickly spot the viral articles in your feed by switching to title-only view in Feedly, and then looking for articles with a huge number by its title. So that part is awesome. And then articles with a number in the hundreds of thousands, or an orange number, are those that are trending and more popular than the rest from that site. Those are always going to be great to grab.
Yeah, such a great tip, Haley. I love that feature. And of course, two of my other favorite tools for curating content are BuzzSumo, seriously an amazing tool. And then, of course, as always, Facebook pages to watch. But I'm sure you all know that by now.
Our number three content hack is to turn a blog post into a video. So with all of the changes that are happening in social media, we're seeing that our videos, probably unsurprisingly, are generating more engagement than our images and links. But it's hard to come up with really good ideas for videos on social, and that's when we discovered that we just don't have to.
Exactly. Why reinvent the wheel here? My favorite way to generate ideas for video content is to look back at some of our best performing blog content. How do you do that? All we do is we head into Google Analytics, again, a great resource for ideas, and then we sort our most traffic over the last 60 days. And all of a sudden, we have 50 to 100 new ideas. Then, of course, you have to look for the ones that might be most interesting to turn into a video.
Yeah, you want to look for articles that would make for a good video for sure. And a lot of those times, those are how-to videos, or maybe they have a lot of stats and data in them, or maybe just a catchy title. Once you have a list of 10 to 20 video ideas, Animoto is a really great way to create simple videos quickly. So it provides many of the templates and stock videos already, and it allows you to create square videos, which we found to be more effective than landscape videos in one of our studies. And there are other tools out there, of course, that you can use, like Typedo and Promo. And if you want even more complex videos, we tend to use After Effects for that.
Moving right through our lightning round of content hacks, similar to number three, our fourth hack is to utilize user-generated content. Now, this is different than just curating content in the sense that UGC, user-generated content, actually comes from your community. You're essentially sharing the voices and experiences of your audience on social media, which can be super powerful.
I really can't say enough good things about user-generated content. And I know we've talked about this before, but this is one of my favorite stories. So, Brian, when you joined Buffer, the Instagram account that we had for Buffer was at about 4,000 followers. Is that right?
It is right. And now we're close to around 40,000. And I have to say that's in large part due to user-generated content.
Yeah. And what's so incredible about UGC is that it takes a lot of the pressure off of brands and marketers to constantly be creating original content, which is really difficult to do. And there are so many amazing things that your fans and followers are creating every single day. So why not share those with everyone to enjoy?
Precisely. And a lot of times I think that marketers are scared to share UGC because they're not sure if it's really on brand, quote unquote, or maybe, you know, they just don't know where to start. But personally, I really believe that nothing could be more on brand than UGC. Plus, it's all about content, right? So finding the very best content is, you know, I don't want to sound mean about this, but is your job as a marketer in a sense. And, you know, that's whether or not you're creating the content yourself.
Our fifth content creation hack is to create visuals using data. So we absolutely love data here at Buffer. If we aren't scouring the internet for the latest data studies that we can write about, we're looking inside Buffer to see what things we can share that might make cool graphics.
Yeah, and thinking about some of our most popular content over the years, it usually has to do with data. And it's always engaging, always good. And you don't even have to look inside your own company like we do at Buffer if that's too much. There are tons and tons of studies out there that have been conducted, and you can quickly turn those into beautiful graphics and share on social media, obviously with giving credit to the original author.
Yeah, and what I love about this one is that anyone that sees the image learns something immediately, and they don't have to necessarily click through the link. And so we've seen really great success with this on Twitter and Facebook, and our audience seems to love it.
Such a great point. Well, next up, our advice is to partner with another brand. And we actually recently did this with Asana last week. I love working with other brands on projects where we both create content together and share it on our channels. In fact, you know, talking about Asana partnership, we did a Facebook Live together, we did an Instagram Live together, we created a blog post, and we even sent the blog post to our email list. So it was really just a win-win all around.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I think that's the thing about teaming up with another brand. It's always a win-win, right?
Yeah, exactly. And on Asana's end, they got to be in front of our audience. And then on our end, we had a cool new expert to introduce to them, and we got to be in front of their audience. And so just knowledge being shared everywhere.
Totally. And the thing about partnering with another brand is that it does require quite a bit of planning and organization. So a little different from some of our other hacks, but we promise that it's totally worth it. One trick that we've used is that if we don't have a warm contact at the brand that we'd like to partner with, we ask our director of marketing if he knows anyone and can make an intro. So we all share our contacts in the Buffer marketing team, and that's making this a lot easier as we do more partnerships.
Love it. And I'm sure you have a contact somewhere with someone at the brand you want to partner with. So number seven is to do a social swap. It's a slightly simpler tactic than working on a content partnership, and it can generate much similar benefits. In a social swap, two companies exchange relevant content regularly and share the other company's content on their own social media accounts.
Yeah, this is great. And you've organized a few different social swaps, haven't you, Brian?
Yeah, we've partnered with HubSpot and Social Media Examiner in the past, and it really does work, you know, just having this sort of agreement that you're going to share each other's content.
Yeah, that's so cool. And with a social swap, you can get so much great content to share on your own social media accounts, and then you benefit from having another company share your content. So this is one of those double whammies again.
Yeah, exactly. The trick here is to find companies that have content you know will benefit your audience and vice versa. And what we do, you know, it takes a little bit of hunting in the beginning to find companies that are aligned with you. But what we do is we say, hey, send over your top five most shared content in the last 3 months, and we'll share that, because then you're like setting yourself up for content that you know is going to work instead of sort of guessing.
Number eight is often overlooked as too simple, but we still think it's quite powerful, and that is to share or retweet something to your own timeline.
This feels old school, Haley, but in terms of social media marketing in 2018, we promise that it does still work.
Yes, this feels very early days social media marketing. But for this one, you can share or retweet really anything. So whether it's your followers' posts on your own timeline, or maybe someone from your team shared a really cool tweet related to the company, it really doesn't need to be something that you overthink.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said here when you see brands and their timelines, and it isn't just all of their posts. And
it's also sharing things from other cool parts of the internet as well. So it's not just curating content in the sense that you're taking it and posting it as yourself. You're actually almost aligning yourself, right? Like with that brand and share, saying, hey, this, like this brand did this cool thing. Here's us sharing it rather than just curating it as your own. So I think it's a win-win, again, as we've been talking about, to sort of align yourself with other brands.
Completely agree. All right, number 9 is to know what to post to each social network. So when you know this, it'll make your life a lot easier as you're scheduling and posting things to social media. So some networks might prefer videos and images, while others, links are better.
Totally. And what's neat to note here is that we aren't saying you shouldn't post the same content to every network, because I do think that is still a powerful tactic. But it does work when you switch up the way that content is presented based on the social network norms. So this help, you know, for example, this helps if the social network's algorithm favors a certain type of content, like with Facebook and video, or if the audience on that network does.
For sure. So I'll go through each of these networks and tell you what we found works best for each of them. Facebook, no surprise here, videos, but also curated content. For Instagram, high-res photos, quotes, and Instagram stories, of course. For Twitter, news, blog posts, and GIFs. For LinkedIn, jobs, company news, and professional content. Pinterest is all about infographics and step-by-step photo guides. Google Plus is just blog posts that you want to rank on Google.
Good old Google Plus. I think, you know, that was like a pretty simple overview, Haley, but I think it's really like, if you're listening now, go back and listen to that again, because it really is a good overview of what works on each platform. And again, this doesn't mean that another type of content won't work on these social networks. This is just what we've seen and what we've experienced to work best.
Hack number 10 is to share something more than once.
Yes, repeat content, one of my favorites.
The simplicity in this one is really elegant. All you have to do is go back in your analytics and look at popular posts, and then either share the same post, maybe with a slight edit, if you want, to your timeline again, or even take that content and repurpose it for another social network.
Yeah, so one thing we do frequently is use Twitter as, again, a testing ground. And if it does well on Twitter, we know that it will do well on Facebook. Same with Instagram. Like, for example, if we have a photo that gets more than 1,000 likes, we'll share that to Facebook. So Facebook is almost like our mecca. And just keep in mind, too, as Twitter rolls out the changes, as we talked about in a previous episode, to, you know, sort of limiting this same content, is that Twitter will be limiting similar posts and reshared content. But other networks like Instagram and Facebook, still fair game. Just keep an eye out for that. Last but not least, a much loved strategy at Buffer is to check out what other people you admire are up to on social media. You know what they say, Haley? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, we're of course not stealing content from anyone. We would not do that. And we always quote our sources for images and things like that. But we do look to others for inspiration. So maybe our friends over at Help Scout have a really awesome blog post format that we can try out. So nothing crazy, but just really using the brands that you admire, the companies, the profiles that you admire, as a way to inspire evolution and experiments in your own content.
Some great ways to do this, for example, is I try to subscribe to as many newsletters as I can, just to see what, number one, other companies' emails look like, which is great inspiration. Then number two, finding out what sort of things are working for them in terms of blog content. As we talked about, Facebook pages to watch, Twitter lists, BuzzSumo. You can also be out looking for viral and trending content anywhere on social media, because that's a great way to spot what's working for others. So, you know, keeping a Pinterest board or even just scrolling through social media feeds. We hope that you enjoyed this Science of Social Media Select episode from our archives. That was one of the most popular episodes in 2018, all thanks to you. Let us know what you think. We're always here for you at hello@buffer.com, or tag us on social using #BufferPodcast.
We're heading into the new year, and we have some really great episodes on tap. Kicking off 2019, we'll be looking at the top 5 data-backed social media trends your business needs to know. We'll see you in the new year, everyone.